debate is getting weirder and weirder. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you know, some church organizations don't want their health insurance plans to include birth control for female employees. So now, the Arizona legislature has a new bill which would give religious employers the right to opt out on moral grounds. But not only that, they could even fire a female employee who goes out and buys the birth control on her own. And not only that, the bill would let any non-church employer who has a moral problem with birth control to deny benefits unless a woman could prove she needed the pills for something other than birth control, such as uterine endometriosis, to choose one example. The bill's supporters say that's reasonable. The woman just has to give the boss a heads up that she has endometriosis of the uterus or some other medical condition. So kind of inconvenient. But on the positive side, guys, you don't have a uterus, so your medical problems are none of their business. Anyway, the net effect of this policy is that at certain companies, female employees will have to think twice about having sex just for the pleasure of it. And you have to admit, there's too much of that going on anyway. Which leads me to wonder, suppose female employees, desperate to express their heterosexuality without risking pregnancy, just lie about having endometriosis of the uterus, and thus compromise the morals of their religious employers anyway. This may be something even Arizona can't stop, unless, well, if a company or a religious organization wanted to be 100% sure that their employees aren't sneaking off and using birth control, they could hire only gay people. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.